This is Family Court Vision,
the podcast where a woman and her son discuss all things basketball.
On today's episode, we have WNBA and NBA news, not really NBA, but basketball, because we have gold, gold, gold. We swept the Olympics. 3x3, women's basketball and men's basketball. We also have discussions about some, wonky trading issues in the MNBA. Mm-hmm. We review our movie of the week, High School Musical. What team?
Wildcats.
That's right.
And always we have ready. Always ready for that.
I was a little nervous. I'm glad you got that. And then we have our game, and we're going to see if it is a great leap for Jack to be able to answer all of my questions.
Good one. Would have been a lot more helpful if we actually recorded the intro before the before we actually do the rest of the episode. That would have been a good help. But all right, let's boogie.
Welcome to episode 33 of Family Court Vision. It is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 10th.
Do you think that we've recorded on every single day of the week yet?
No. Maybe we should do that, though.
I just mean, we've had obviously a bunch of Wednesdays. We had a Friday last week.
I don't think we've had a Saturday.
Yeah, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But now we have a Tuesday pod, so very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah. What's new? Oh, God. What's new?
Well, I've been having some fun summer days with a friend of mine. We've been doing some fun adventures.
Uh-huh.
So last week we went to the Carriage House Museum on Long Island. It's in Stony Brook.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive past it every day on my way to work. And it's just like it's attached to the Long Island Museums, which there's a history and an art museum. Those two are closed right now. They're like revamping them and they'll be open in a couple of weeks. But I drive past it every day and it's just like a big barn looking building. Never been there. So we went. First of all, it was free because the other two were not open. So we got to go in for free. But also it is huge inside. There are it's carriages, like, you know, horse and carriage kind of carriage.
Uh-huh.
There's like 50 of them or more inside.
Wow.
There were like three or four floors of carriages. There were so many of them. And I took a whole bunch of pictures because a lot of them had some kind of relation to Broadway.
Oh.
So there was one. It was an actual, like, it was like a streetcar, like a trolley. There were a couple of things like that, too, that weren't horse and carriage things. But it was in the movie Hello, Dolly.
Wow. Cool.
There were two different carriages that the Marquis de Lafayette, you know, he's from Hamilton.
Yes, originally from Hamilton. Yes, uh-huh.
He drove these two carriages.
Wow, that's really cool. Right? Yeah.
There was one that is from a police. It was an old police wagon from Gowanus, Brooklyn. Do you know what Broadway musical I'm thinking of when I say that?
It's got to be Newsies.
No.
Gowanus.
Fortress of Solitude.
Okay. Yep. Uh-huh.
And so many other really cool things like that. It was really amazing. I think you would really like it. Lots of history.
I like history.
And lots of really interesting things there. I really liked it. And then we went to a farmer's market. Got some stuff there. That was nice. And that's it. And then Dad and I, you know, your brother works at a restaurant in Northport. Dad and I went there for dinner the other night.
How was that?
And then it was good. Walked around, got some ice cream afterwards. So that was nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, real quick, before I talk about me, you did mention this Carriage House Museum. You also mentioned Broadway. So that's like theater. Mm-hmm. So any Long Island listeners should check out Carriage House Players' production of Titus Andronicus.
That is true.
Which will be every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, weather permitting, throughout the rest of this month at 7 or 8. So mm-hmm. check that out.
Actually, right. So it was supposed to open 2 days ago, but there was a lot of rain, so it couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're plugging that show is because faithful Long Island listener Brielle L is the director of it.
Yes, that's right. So,
and faithful Long Island listener Maddie L is appearing in one performance.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So everybody check that out. For me this weekend, Lauren and I did an escape room.
Oh.
Together.
So, just the two of you?
Just the two of us. We tried to do it that way because, you know, didn't want to be in an enclosed space with a bunch of people. So we looked at the slots that were open, and we decided we weren't going to book a slot until like the last second. Because it was like an 8-person room. And so, you know, if you're just two people and you sign up, then whatever. But, you know, it was like 15 minutes before the slot was supposed to start and nobody else had signed up. So we were like, okay, we'll grab that. And we went in there and we did that escape room. So
did you escape?
We did. We did escape. Wow. with a little less than 10 minutes left. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Was there a theme to the room?
It was Treasure Island. So it was like a bunch of like pirate, you know, a bunch of like treasure chests we had to unlock and things like that. So
that's so fun.
So yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. But that's it for me. So let us get into our first segment of the day, which is basketball news of the week.
I don't have anything college. Do you have anything college?
Nope.
Yeah, I looked at college. I'm sorry to our college basketball fans. It looked a little boring this week. So there was no tea.
No tea.
So moving on to WNBA. Gold! Woo! Team USA women's basketball won gold, 7 consecutive titles, 5 gold medals for Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi. It was an exciting game, exciting series. I don't know if you watched any of it. Taurasi had this no-look pass that was really cool. Sue Bird was a leader on the court. There was a cute kiss between Sue Bird and her fiancé Megan Rapinoe at the end. Megan Rapinoe somehow finagled to be able to get in and watch it, which she admitted to at a mid-game interview.
Just like she did in the wobble last year.
That's right. People are like, it's Megan Rapinoe. What are we going to do?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that it was also exciting.
Yeah.
So everyone's assuming Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi don't return for the next Olympics. Although Diana Taurasi at the end of her interview at the end said, see you in Paris.
Yeah.
Is she trolling us?
Listen, I would assume so, but she's as some people say, she's a different kind of cat. So she's if you told me like, yeah, she's actually going to be trying to get to the Olympics in 2024, like I wouldn't put that past her. So I'm guessing she's trolling, but yeah, 5 gold medals for the two of them.
Amazing.
Which makes them both the most decorated basketball Olympic athletes mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. They have the most basketball medals overall and the most basketball golds. So yeah, just incredible accomplishment for the two of them. Yeah.
Dawn Staley says she won't be back for the next one.
So she's not going to be toying with
she
our...
She said without the two of them, she's not coming back.
Uh-huh. So that'll be, you know, that'll be exciting to see who takes over there. I saw somebody on Twitter call this U.S. women's basketball team the greatest dynasty in sports history.
Hmm.
Which...
What do you think?
I mean, 7 in a row, which means it's been 28 years or 29 years. Mm-hmm. Straight of no other country winning gold in this event. So
and a bunch of the women on the team have been there for several Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, the men won 7 consecutive a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there were also, I believe, two rounds of Olympics that were canceled.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In between there. So by the time they cut, you know, because of World War II. So by the time it caught up again and people were playing, you know, that's a long span. So we didn't have like probably didn't have as many of the same people playing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's hard to compare to other sports, including like professional basketball, because where there are championships every year, mm-hmm. but it is certainly a level of dominance that is not often seen in any sport. So
that's right.
So yeah, amazing. Congratulations to them.
Here's another women's Olympics basketball piece of news.
Okay.
Gabby Williams won bronze with France. And she had been suspended by the WNBA for the season because she was busy playing with France. So I think it paid off.
Yeah, I saw she had a quote that, like, she doesn't regret, you know, whatever it was. 'Cause, you know,
I don't think I would either.
Yeah. So good for her. And then anything else Olympics?
Not women.
Okay. So, yeah, again, you know, incredible accomplishment. Congratulations to everyone on the team, involved with the team, coaching the team. And then we are jumping right back into the second half of the WNBA season 5 days from now, August 15th.
Mm-hmm. And 2 days from now is the Commissioner's Cup.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Who's playing in that? The Storm and the Sun?
Maybe.
Okay.
I like how you knew that.
Yeah, I definitely knew that.
I'm going to also just confirm that while we talk.
Okay. Just yeah, I wrote down a couple of other upcoming dates for the WNBA season.
Okay.
The trade deadline is coming up on the 21st of this month. Now again, I'm a newer fan to this sport, so I'm not sure like if the trade deadline gets crazy and there's a bunch of moves, or, you know, if not usually, but that will be fun to see if there's a bunch of players on new teams. And then the playoffs will start in on September 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Commish Cup, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what did you say, playoffs?
Playoffs start on September 23rd, but the Commissioner Cup, that's just a one game, the two of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the winner gets some money for their team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
It's a way that the WNBA is trying to get more money for, you know, players.
Yeah. So the playoffs will start on September 23rd, and I believe that's the first day of fall. And if the finals went to their full length, the game five, and I think the two previous series would have to go to their full length in three games, the last day that the finals would be is October 19th.
Okay.
Do you know what day the next NBA season starts up?
October 19th.
That's correct.
Is it?
Yes. So,
goodness, so we're not taking a break.
There's no break. I've been thinking this whole time, like, okay, we'll have a couple weeks off in between the seasons. But no, we just had a year straight of basketball. So,
whoa.
I'm hoping that it actually, I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping that it doesn't go to that because, like, the last game of the finals and opening night on the same night seems like bad scheduling.
That's rude.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure they'd figure it out where they, you know, it's just games happening throughout the night. But, like, I don't like that. So hopefully that's not the case.
Hopefully someone crushes someone.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure if my mic is picking this up. We're, like, very bad storming right now.
What is with this weather? I thought it was supposed to rain over the weekend and then be done for the week.
Yeah. It looks pretty bad out there. It's pretty rainy and windy. So
I hear a little bit of wind, not that much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay inside. Do you remember like last time it was raining like this and you guys thought you were going to go out and get food?
Yes, I do.
You didn't, right?
We did not that night, no.
So don't again.
Okay, great.
There's probably food in the house. Just stay inside.
Yes, yes. We will not be doing that.
All right.
Okay, over to the NBA, or at least men's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The men's U.S. team also won gold at
the
Olympics.
They did win gold. Mm-hmm. I am sorry to tell you this.
Uh-oh.
But I cannot pay attention to men's basketball with the same fervent focus as I can women's basketball. It's a little boring for me.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think maybe the women, there's like more playing going on or something.
I would
and
say
the men, it's just like blah 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 blah. I don't know.
I would say that the women's game has more like ball movement and like team oriented possessions, where especially like the superstars of the NBA often have a lot of isolation possessions, where it's just like Kevin Durant dribbling at the top of the key and then, you know, draining the shot clock, and then he's going to go to the basket, or he's going to step back and shoot, or whatever. There's a lot more team play in women's mm-hmm. ball, I think, which, you know, to me is more pleasing to watch. So,
yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm sorry, I'm jumping backwards, but the point guard for the Japan team
mm-hmm.
for the women,
yeah,
was highly entertaining. Really skilled at getting the ball down there.
Oh, this was, she had like a crazy number of assists throughout the tournament, right? Yeah.
Like made a record, probably a team record, probably not an all-time record.
But yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was great. So the men, they've now won four straight, I believe, because they bronzed in 2004. So then 2008, 12, 16, and 20/21. Kevin Durant and Carmelo Anthony are now the only men with three Olympic golds. Carmelo also has a bronze from that 2004 team. And as we said last time, KD is now the men's leading scorer in Olympic history.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there was a lot of doubt, including from me, for this team. They lost two exhibitions, I think, and a regular game in these Olympics. So it, you know, did not look very promising for them, but they pulled it out in the end. So good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Back over to the NBA offseason. The Bulls and the Heat are both dealing with some tampering issues.
Yeah.
Both sign in trades for their new point guards. The Bulls got Lonzo Ball from the Pelicans, and the Heat got Kyle Lowry from the Raptors. And there was sort of speculation as to how did you figure out these complex trades on
when you're not supposed to talk
on the first
for a certain day
on the first minute of free agency. How did you get that all worked out already?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it's ridiculous because every team was talking to players. There were reports coming out the whole week leading up. But I think these sign-in trades, because they're so much more difficult than just a straight free agent signing,
mm-hmm.
Caught the league's attention more. So we're not, I think there's technically an investigation ongoing. We're not sure what the outcome of this is going to be. Although I did see, like, right before we started recording, that I think I saw that Lonzo Ball is like officially a Chicago Bull. So they're not going to make him not go there, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are fines for teams or, you know, GMs or something like that. So.
So I think one thing that sparked their attention was that in earlier when the Bulls were having conversations about things, my fantasy player, Lauri Markkanen, was part of that discussion. But then when this happened, he no longer was. So some kind of discussion happened between, you know, the general conversations and when it actually happened. So, and did you know that the league can audit the executives' cell phones and look at their text messages and their emails?
Yikes. I did not know that. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, like I said, I would not be surprised if there are some pretty hefty fines.
So you think something will come of this?
I would assume that they would, if they are announcing that this investigation is happening, they also, like, the league has said publicly in the past couple of years, like, we want to crack down on this. So, you know, I think if they, I would assume that they would discover something. I would assume that these teams didn't figure out these trades at 6:01 p.m. last Monday. So,
something's up.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, I think tampering rules are ridiculous. I don't think there should be tampering rules. You know, I get that they're supposed to help the. I think we talked about this before on the pod. Mm-hmm. Like, they're supposed to help
small markets.
Yeah, but like, if a player wants to stay in a small market, they'll stay in a small market. You know, a GM from a bigger market saying, "Hey, we want you," is not going to make them go, "Oh, didn't know that." So, yeah, I just think it's all ridiculous. They're the rules, so there's, I'm assuming, going to be consequences. Luka Doncic signed his rookie extension, a 5-year deal worth $207 million. Mark Cuban and Jason Kidd and Dirk Nowitzki, who's now like a special advisor for the Mavs, all went to Slovenia right when Luka got back from the Olympics to do this whole deal. So yeah, I mean, expected. He's, as I've said multiple times, one of the best young players in the league. You know, could be an MVP candidate. So
$207 million.
Yeah.
Like, that's really awesome. Like, if someone wanted to give me $207 million, you know, for being a speech therapist, I'd be like, yeah, thank you. But there's a piece of me that would also be like, this is a little embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Like, what am I going to do with $207 million? Like, this, it's just rude for me to have all that money.
I think you have a different mindset than most other people do.
It's just weird. Like, why would I need to have $207 million? Like, what is he going to do with it?
I, you know, I'm sure buy some houses and cars and, you know.
I don't know. It just feels, it's just weird. Just so much. It's too much.
It is weird from a public perspective of, like, you know, everybody knows exactly how much you're making and mm-hmm. everything. But yeah, I mean, we've talked about the differences between the amount of money that the women make versus what the men make. But, you know, for every player, go get the maximum amount of money that you can possibly get. Because
where does
not?
It end, though?
What do you mean?
Where does it end? Like, what? Where does it end?
Where does what end?
Salary cap? Where do salary caps in the NBA just not exist? How does a team have that much money? How can they pay their, like, hot pretzel vendors and also pay some one guy $207 million? There aren't any women who earn $207,000 for playing in the WNBA.
Well, that's that.
How does it work?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's 207 over 5 years. So that's actually.
So much less.
But I am just saying, yes. But it just goes to show you that, I mean, first of all, every time there's a new CBA, the salary cap goes up. So teams continue to have more and more money to play with. Mm-hmm. But it just goes to show you that these owners can not only pay their players hundreds of millions of dollars and their coaches millions of dollars and own these incredibly beautiful, large, ridiculous arenas. And then they also are taking home a huge profit for themselves. So for the players, like, yeah, players are making a ridiculous amount of money, but compared to the owners, like, players take your money because the owner, you know, it's better in your hands than it is in the owners.
Do you think ticket prices are going to have to go up for this?
Because of a contract?
All because of Luka. I'm going to blame it all on him.
I would think that ticket prices are going to go up just because they always do, but I wouldn't expect that it's because of this contract.
Let's try to go to a basketball game.
Yeah, we should. But because it, like you said, it is a salary cap league, so, like, they have this money. They were going to pay at least most of it to somebody. So, mm-hmm. you know, Luka's just the one who got most of it.
All right.
Okay, we also had a changing of the guard in the NBA Players Association. Chris Paul had been the president of the Players Association for the last 8 years, but he decided not to seek re-election. And CJ McCollum of the Trailblazers, for now the Trailblazers, he's been a lot of trade rumors, is going to be the new president for the next 4 years. So pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do they get extra money for being the president?
That I don't know. My instinct tells me probably something, but
okay.
But I don't know. Okay. And then we also have Summer League, which is going on right now.
Yeah. What is that? I never heard of that before. What they have to? Why do they have to keep playing? Just go take a vacation.
Yeah. Summer League is mostly for the rookies and the second year players. Sometimes third year players play as well. Okay. But it's mostly just, you know, getting a little more used to NBA competition, even if it's a lesser form of that, you know, okay. Getting in shape, that sort of thing. And of course, an extra way to make money. So,
so this is like the women playing in the European leagues. In the off season.
I meant an extra way to make money for the league.
Oh, for the league. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Like the players are getting paid for this, but, you know, it's sort of like a pseudo training camp. Like there is a champion at the end of the summer league, but like it doesn't really mean anything. But it is cool because it is our first chance to see like these rookies and how they, you know, play with their teams and face off against better competition than they were playing in college. So,
is it televised?
It is, yeah, or at least most of it is, yeah.
How long is the league? The summer league?
I can't remember. It's not super long. Because they end before like the regular training camp, so probably goes for another couple of weeks, something like that, and it just started.
All right.
Yeah. And then two coaches also got extensions. We don't know how long these extensions are, but Frank Vogel, of course, of the Lakers, and James Borrego of the Hornets, got extensions. Mm-hmm. Any other news from you?
Kevin Durant signed with the Nets. Did you already tell us that?
Oh, that's right. I forgot to say that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, big.
And Kawhi Leonard is going to re-sign with the Clippers, but still hasn't yet.
I don't know what the holdup is, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, so Kevin Durant, I think it was a four-year extension.
Five-year
extension for Kevin Durant. Okay, so... because technically, I think he had a player option for next season, so he could have become a free agent after this coming season, but... No longer. He is locked in with the Nets.
Okay.
Okay, let's move into our next segment of the day, which is our movie review of High School Musical.
Is that an original song that you just made up?
No, that's from, I think that's from High School Musical 3.
Oh.
It's sort of a, sort of a self-aware song.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little bit little breaking, bit of meta.
Breaking the fourth wall a little bit. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Uh huh.
I have a confession. I don't think I've ever seen this movie until yesterday.
I thought you were going to say I have a confession. I like to pop and lock. And...
Listen, don't go with the status quo.
That's right. So you had never.
No, I've seen this as a musical on a stage several times.
Uh-huh.
Performed by several different groups. And interestingly, as I was watching the movie and going, I definitely never saw this whole thing. Like, I've seen scenes, but I've never seen the whole thing. But there's a lot of the script that is the same from one to the other. I guess it's these are the great lines. This is what's familiar. We're going to give you what you love.
Well, there are some famous lines in there. So
yeah,
this movie is like our generation's Grease.
Wow.
I think, right?
Okay, sure.
This
that makes sense.
This movie and less so the second and the third, but the first one is very important to, I think, everybody my age. Mm-hmm. We understand that it was a cheesy sort of bad Disney Channel original movie, but we hold it very dearly to our hearts, we can quote a lot of it. We know all the songs.
You had friends come over for a sleepover. Was that for the second or third?
I think it was for the second. I know I saw the third in theaters, I think, with...
I feel like it was the second also because I remember the golf course.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I humble brag here. I was in High School Musical 2, the musical.
Yes.
So I'm very, very familiar with that, although I never saw the movie. I'm very familiar with that musical and the fact that there's a golf course involved. But I feel like I remember seeing the golf course on our TV. Yeah. But I had never seen this movie.
So what did you think?
I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's, you know, terrible acting and, you know, interesting dialogue, but the dancing's great. It's exciting. It's fun to dance and sing along to. And Thane Jesperson is in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think in that song, The Status Quo.
Yes, he is. He's one of the kids with the biology textbook with the girl who's going to pop and lock.
Uh-huh.
So he's one of the nerds in that song.
Yeah.
And he has been, he may be the only like original cast member still in Hamilton.
Yeah. He's just going to be in that forever. Yeah.
He knows which side his bread's buttered on. He's going to stick with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, did you watch it again in preparation for this?
I have to be honest. Before we said we were going to do this, a couple of weeks ago, Lauren and I watched this movie. So I was like, I'll just use that all as right. my...
That's fresh enough.
Yeah, as my recent viewing.
And did it hold up?
My biggest takeaway that I don't think that I had as a child was that Chad and Taylor are such bad friends for doing that, right? You know, filming Troy, basically bad-mouthing Gabriella and then showing her, you know, out of context. It's not really what he meant. And then to basically break them up so that they could participate in those friends' clubs that they really wanted them to be on instead.
Listen, that's high school.
So just terrible. Just like, I would never forgive my friend for secretly filming me and then sending it to my girlfriend to break us up so that we can't participate in the activity that we really like doing together.
Right.
That would be a deal breaker for me. So
you wouldn't be friends with that guy anymore?
Yeah, I don't think I would. Even if he ripped his shirt open and it had my name on it, I still don't think that I would do that. So
the other takeaway I have from this movie is, so yes, Sharpay has some underhanded tricks.
Yeah.
For sure. But can we really blame her? She's been working so hard for the drama club for all these years. Really, Ryan and Sharpay double-handedly have been carrying the weight of this drama club for all these years. And now these newbies are going to come in and take the lead, the two romantic parts that Sharpay and her brother were going to get.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right, that part's a little creepy, but like, you know, I can't really blame them for being upset. This is their kingdom.
Uh huh.
So I feel for Sharpay.
Yeah, I think Sharpay is one of the best kids movie, quote unquote, villains or maybe antagonists. If you want, mm-hmm. I think that's probably a better word. You know, all her actions are completely motivated. You totally see where she's coming from. You're still rooting against her because it's just set up that way. But like, I don't know. I think her character is set up really well.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Not help.
What did you think about the basketball in this movie?
Perfectly choreographed basketball, I think, is even better than men's Olympic basketball.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the choreography of the basketball was excellent because they included, I mean, listen, those are basketballs. Basketballs can get away from you when you dribble them. I'm going to just go out on a limb. I'm sorry to be stereotypical here, but I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that most of those guys on that team in that movie, the actors, are not real athletes. Not that they're not strong and toned and capable of movement, because to be really a musical theater or a professional dancer, you have to be very strong, very coordinated. But a basketball, it bounces just slightly off, and in a baseball game, it goes rolling down the court. So the fact that they were able to dance with those, that's impressive.
Yes. Except I did hate that one scene where they CGI'd in a bunch of basketballs around Troy. It might have been during Get You Ahead in the Game. I think it is that one part where it's the spotlight on him.
And I'm gonna have to go back and watch. I don't remember.
Yeah, and they have like that. I can't remember if it's then or a different time. But they have like a bunch of basketballs like whizzing past him. Mm-hmm. Just like randomly and like hitting each other and stuff, but miraculously none of them hit him at all. And when you look closely, it's like that's an animated basketball right there. Yeah. So it's a little weird, but but yeah, as I said, this is a famous movie among my age group, and we hold this close to our hearts. What else did you have on this movie?
I do have a favorite and least favorite part.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we ready for that or not yet?
I think I'm ready for that. All my notes sort of came up naturally in conversation. So.
Well, this is not my favorite or least favorite part, but I love a couple of Troy's and Gabriella's lines when Gabriella says, like, I don't want to be that nerdy genius math girl again when she moves into the new school.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But my favorite line, this is also in the musical and on the stage musical. My favorite line is when Troy says, with real dramatic sincerity, my parents' friends always say, your son's that basketball guy. You must be so proud. That's my favorite line in the whole movie.
That's not how your parents talk to each other?
Yeah, you know, when you were doing theater, everybody would say to me, your son's that theater guy.
Like you must that. Be so proud.
You must be so proud.
Yeah, because I'm that theater guy.
So those weren't like favorite or least favorite. Those are just like lines that stand out to me.
Yeah. Again, I'm sorry. We watched the first one and then the second one like the next night and then the third one a couple nights later. So they're getting a little jumbled in my head. But there is the famous line that's in every story of a high schooler that their parent is pressuring them to do one thing and they really want to do something else, of it's not my dream, Dad, it's yours. Mm-hmm. Was that in this movie?
I don't remember, but makes sense that it would be.
Yeah, it's either this one or the second or the third. I don't know, but that line is in every single movie like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, favorite and least favorite.
Okay, so my favorite part is the very beginning, right? So Troy Bolton is that basketball guy.
He sure is,
and
yeah.
He happens to be away on vacation for Christmas break. He, without wanting to, gets pulled up onto the stage to sing a song, to do some karaoke, right?
Yeah.
With this random girl who is so cute. She's adorable. She's so pretty. They get called up. He's totally dismissive. He sings the first verse and he's just like singing, but dismissive. And then he turns. He's like, I'm done. I sang my part. I'm done. He turns and walks away. And then she opens her mouth and starts to sing and she can sing. And he whips his head back around. And he's like, yeah, now I'm interested. She can sing. Like, why? He's a basketball player. Why does he care if she can sing? But that's my favorite part.
That's your favorite part. Okay.
That's my favorite part.
You seem to have a lot of issue with your favorite part, but okay.
That's my favorite part.
Before you go on.
Okay.
I'm just going to say my least favorite part, which was pretty much that same exact moment. not that turn, but just like it's a musical. So they have, now I can't remember. I think it's diegetic and non-diegetic are the terms that are like, is the song in you, like, do the characters know they're singing or are they just singing their thoughts? So this is, it's karaoke. So they know that they're singing, but it's kind of set up that like neither of them know this song at all.
Right.
But somehow they know all the notes. They know how the melody goes. They're able to harmonize with each other. That, you know, this basketball jock and this science nerd are suddenly able to do this. And, you know, to the point of like riffing and like adding in little, you know, little notes here and there that are definitely not, you know, written on that screen. And that's a general theme throughout all three of these movies, is somehow Troy and Gabriella, just when it is the diegetic music, the music that they know that they're singing, they suddenly know, like, they can sight read with perfect capability.
Early basketball training has a lot to do with sight reading.
Going over music notes and stuff. So so that is
I mean, especially because when Darbus confronts Coach Bolton in the locker room, and she's like, is this some kind of joke? Your son's auditioning for my musical. And he's like, my son can't sing.
Yeah.
And she's like, yes, he can. So like, he just, when he was five and he was learning to sight read, he just hid it from his dad.
Just figured it out. He's been secretly sight reading this whole time.
Wow.
So, you know, in an otherwise very realistic movie, that unrealistic part is just, it just threw me off. So that's my least favorite. Okay, sorry. Now your least favorite.
The line to cross. My least favorite part is that it's not actually Zac Efron singing in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that the guy who is singing actually wrote Getcha Head in the Game.
Oh.
He's a singer, songwriter. He wrote that song.
I believe his name is Drew Steely.
That's correct. Drew something. Yes, Drew something. Steely, sure. But he's the one who's singing in this movie. But I didn't know that until much later. But I knew it before I saw, what is it called? The Greatest Showman?
Uh-huh, yeah.
With Zac Efron's in that movie, and he sings, and he sings well.
Yeah.
He can sing.
Yeah, he can, yeah.
So why was he not allowed to sing? Everybody else sang in the first movie. Why was he not allowed to sing?
Yeah, I was looking at the Wikipedia page today, and it said, like, he's a natural baritone, and to hit all the Troy notes, he just wasn't able to do it. But I don't think that's true. And also, he sang in the second and third movie. That's his real voice. So
I didn't see them, so I'm not familiar with that. So, like, I don't know him as a singer in those, but... But yeah, in Greatest Showman, he has a nice voice.
Yeah.
So that's my least favorite, is that he didn't get to sing in the first one.
Nothing more than a pretty face. My most favorite is a lot of Sharpay and Ryan's songs, you know, if you take the creepiness factor out of it, but their Bop to the Top is just a joy. So That's my favorite.
I mean, they did have that first song that was a romantic song. They had their accompanist redo it for them so that it was, you know, like an upbeat buddy song. So
yeah.
It wasn't romantic song for them. So that's good.
Yes, yes. Okay, do you have a rating for this movie?
I don't know. It's tough. I really enjoyed it, but like...
But it's bad?
But right. I don't have a rating, but, and you know what I think we need to do? I think we need to list all of the movies, and instead of having them rated,
rank
we
them.
We should rank them. Mm. Yes. So I think we need to go back and do that, and then like make a post about that or something. Do you have a rating for this movie?
I gave it a 6.
Oh, that's a nice number.
And the reason is, again, I know that it's bad, but I hold it very close to my heart. Like when we figured out that we were going to be watching basketball movies for this podcast, this was one of the first like couple that I thought of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in my mind, this is an essential basketball movie, even though it's equal parts basketball as it is science, tech, and theater. So,
and right. There's a lot to it.
Yeah. But yeah.
Right. So I'll abstain from a vote. You can just give it a straight old 6.
Okay. And then, yeah, I think that's a good idea, the ranking system for the future.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. Okay, what's next week?
Next week is the movie Thunderstruck.
Don't believe I know that movie.
Well, I'm not going to tell you anything about it.
Yeah, I guess I will know that movie.
You will. It's a light movie like this.
Okay.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to say is this movie is a Disney Channel original. It's not the first Disney Channel original basketball movie we've watched.
Yeah.
But I do think it's the best Disney Channel original basketball movie we've watched.
I would agree. I think it's the third.
Uh-huh.
Because it was the Jews and then the twins, right?
Right. That's right. Double team. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Miracle, something Miracle.
Okay.
Miracle on the court. I don't know. Okay. Let's get into our last segment of the day, which is our game.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a name for it?
Nope. What's a good name for it? You don't know what the content is, because I have all the content, but you know what the... what the game is.
It's sports in musicals, essentially.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Aaron, have fun sports figuring musicals. Out where to put the transition music in that. So obviously, you know, we watched High School Musical this week. It's a musical with sports, basketball. And so explain what we're doing here.
So I have done some research into some musicals that are either all about a sport or sports or have something sports-ish in them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to all be about it, but there's a piece of it that has to do with sports. I came up with a whole bunch. You wouldn't get most of them. So I picked the ones that I think we can get you to get. And I'm also going to warm you up with some plays that have sports in them.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind of explain to you something about this play or musical. And then you have to see if you can guess the name of the play or musical and also what sport is in it. So okay. Here's an easy one. You ready?
Okay.
This is a play that we read and we appeared as guests on another podcast to discuss.
I knew this was coming, and if only I could remember the name of it. It was, I was just thinking about this today, because I was like, she might ask me about this. And I had it today, and then now I can't remember.
I picked a really easy one for the first one, so see if you can figure it out.
The Great Leap.
That's right. That's right. So that is a friendship game between America and Beijing and also focuses on Tiananmen Square.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
And that has basketball.
Basketball.
Okay. Here's another one. What's another basketball play?
Another basketball play? This is going to be really rough. I'm just telling you.
No, it's not. You can get this one.
Well, I'm guessing this is not what you were talking about. And this is not one I have seen or read, but there was the one about LeBron that was playing in Chicago a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I think it's called like Return of the King, maybe?
I don't remember that. I remember hearing about it. I think it was going to open somewhere just before the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
But it's not that one. This one has the names of two other players in the title.
Oh, Magic Bird. Or Birdman. Magic Bird. Yeah.
Magic Bird. Yeah. And that's a basketball movie. Basketball play. Okay. One more play, not basketball. This is an all-female cast.
I think I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Wolves, soccer.
That's right. That's right. Very good.
Or
okay.
Football.
So now you're all warmed up. You're warmed up. You're
there's also, I do want to shout out Take Me Out, which is a baseball play.
It's on my list also, but I was like, all right, time to move on to musicals. But yeah, that was another one on my playlist.
Sorry, Ethan, I guess.
Have you seen that?
I have read it and I did a monologue from it.
It's being produced this year. It was supposed to be produced right during the pandemic, but it's in New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe Jesse Tyler Ferguson is in it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go see that because it's a little problematic, but I liked I liked it for the most part.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
This musical.
Okay.
Features a couple of different sports.
Uh-oh.
But it does take place in Wildcat Country.
New Mexico?
What is the
Albuquerque? Musical? High School Musical? Musical? What?
Close.
High School Musical 2, the musical?
That's right. That's right. That's right. What are the sports in that one?
There's golf. Mm-hmm. There is, I mean, they talk about basketball in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some baseball as well.
That's right. I have a Wildcats baseball tee from being in that show. I don't know if I mentioned that. I was in that musical.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was all of the talent show contestants in that musical.
Yes, you
all
were.
All of them. All of them back to back.
That was a great, it was a very clever casting choice, and you did very well with that. So.
Thank you.
And of course,
I'm doing that acting bow.
Oh, yes. Good for our listeners. Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, my father, your husband, the 50-something-year-old, almost bald guy, played Troy Bolton. It was a lot of fun.
That's right. It was hard to tell the difference between him and the real Troy Bolton.
And Zac Efron, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Ready for another one?
I'm ready.
Oh, I just want to tell you this. Andrew Lloyd Webber, you'll never get it, but I found this one, wrote a musical about European football, soccer, that also focuses on the troubles in Northern Ireland called The Beautiful Game.
Huh.
So I thought that was interesting.
Okay.
Never heard of that before. But there's no way you were guessing that. Okay. This one is the main character is someone who we have posed in a picture with a statue of this main character. You have posed, you and your siblings have posed in a picture.
I know what this
is. With a statue of the main character of this musical.
Is this statue in Philadelphia?
It is.
Rocky.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
And that's boxing. Is the sport there?
That is yes, that is boxing. Very good. There are several plays and or musicals about boxing. Interestingly.
Hmm. Okay, cool.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
This one is not really about basketball. It's about a different kind of a sport competition. However, one of the key lines in it is, look at me wearing the 2-3.
This is Bring It On, the musical.
That is correct.
Which is about cheerleading.
That is correct. Very good. And you know, look, it's they're recruiting the basketball team.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Here's another one with a really bad team.
I have an idea, because this is the first one that I thought of when I thought we were doing this.
Okay.
So bad that it makes you want to curse?
No.
Oh.
But,
okay. Never mind.
But you can guess that one if you would like.
No, I actually don't. I've never seen or anything that one, so I don't know if that's actually... I don't know if they're bad in that or not, but
that one is one of my other choices, and that is based on the legend, a Faust legend. What is that one that you were thinking of?
I was saying Damn Yankees.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not what I was just trying to get you to guess, but that is on my list, so we might as well cross that one off.
Okay.
This is a really bad team. That's just, they're like the Bad News Bears, kind of. They miss plays.
Okay.
Distracted by people walking across their field of play.
I have an idea.
Okay.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
You are correct. What is especially amazing about that show?
That you were just in it?
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
It's like not much, to be honest, but.
T-E-A-M is that song.
Uh-huh.
Remember. Give me a T.
Right? A T. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if I was supposed to. Okay.
Forget it. Okay. Just two more.
Okay.
This one, there's just a song in this musical about a sport that a little kid plays. It's that it's not focus of the whole game, but that the song kind of is about the game the kid's playing, but it's about like the interplay of the adults in the kid's life.
I believe this would be falsettos.
That is correct. It's called, what sport is it?
I think it's baseball.
Yes, it's called, the song is called The Baseball Game. Correct. And finally, I don't know that you're going to get this one.
Uh-oh.
This one has to do with a Greek legend myth in which the men were war. This is the original story. All the men were warring incessantly, and the women were being driven crazy by it. And all the women decided to withhold sex from the men in order to make them stop warring with each other. So this is a modern take on that. With a sports competition.
And this would be, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but Lysistrata Jones.
How did you know that?
Well, I know the, I mean, it's an old Greek play. And I actually did a
Lysistrata.
Lysistrata. I actually did a project on it. So I know that play, that old Greek play better than most other Greek plays.
Okay.
And I remember that was it's basketball, right? In that
Correct.
Musical, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was off Broadway. It was one. You know that I often am excited and I want to see the show, and then I just never get tickets.
Uh huh.
Remember how you forced me to get tickets to Hamilton when it was at the Public because you were like, "You always do this, Mom."
Yes.
Well, this is one that I did that with. I wanted to see it, and it closed because I guess it's not really that good.
The one thing I remember that the woman who played like the secretary in Submissions Only,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember her name, but I believe she was in that. And mm-hmm. it was right when Submissions Only was happening, was right when that, mm-hmm. that show was on too. So
with the curly hair.
Yeah. So that's,
I love her. She's so funny.
Yeah, she is. So that's distinct in my mind. Yeah.
Yes. All right, I'm just going to tell you a couple of the other shows that came up. So there's a show about swimming, and it's called The Red Speedo.
I would be fascinated to see how that's staged.
I do not know if these are plays or musicals, because I did not look deeply enough into them.
Okay.
There's another one about chess called Chess.
Oh, chess, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you've heard of chess.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a musical based on Bend It Like Beckham. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but there was allusion to that.
Okay.
And then finally, there's one called The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity that is like a wrestling MMA.
Huh.
What was that Jack Black movie where he wore like the mask? It was like
Nacho Libre?
Mexican, right? Yeah, whatever that sport is. It might be that. I don't know. It's one of those like, you know. I don't really know sports or entertainment like that much, but it's one of those.
Okay.
So that's where we are. And my favorite song, I was going to make you guess this one, but my favorite song.
You can still make me guess it.
My favorite song from Guys and Dolls.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You got your horse right here.
Oh, horse racing? Okay.
His name is Paul Revere.
Go ahead and sing it for us, Mom.
No. No, I do have a special rendition that I like to sing of that, but I don't think I should grace our listeners with that.
Yeah, it's the same style that you have for Basket Case by Green Day. You use the same singing style.
They are in the same genre for me.
Yeah. When you sing them, they are, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, they are. Maybe I should develop an entire album.
Oh, yes.
Do you call them albums anymore? Because it's not like an album. Like, do you still call it an album that's what a compilation of songs is?
We'll have to, unfortunately our producer is not here right now, but he would know much better than I do on that.
Okay. Maybe he'll let us know.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that, I think I was pretty good at that.
You were pretty good at, you didn't think you were going to get any of them.
No.
Mm-hmm. And you were pretty good.
All right.
You even guessed one that I wasn't giving you the hints about.
Yeah. So I'm happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good job, Jack. And that's it for episode 33. send in questions, comments, movie thoughts, and guest suggestions to familycourtvision@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @FamCourtVision. And don't forget to subscribe or follow on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next week on Family Court Vision,
the mother of all basketball podcasts.